Welcome to the Key Point Review audio tapes for modern real estate practice. Together, we'll be reviewing crucial points from each chapter of your textbook. It's an easy way to reinforce the wealth of new material you're covering in your real estate education. Chapter 18, Real Estate Appraisal. Everyone engaged in the real estate business, not just professional appraisers, must have a functional knowledge of real estate valuation. Often a real estate salesperson must help a seller arrive at an asking price or a buyer determine an offering price for property. This is done by preparing a competitive market analysis, or CMA. Compared to an appraisal, a CMA is a much less technical and comprehensive report. An appraisal can be defined as an objective and supportable opinion of value. Appraisals are made to estimate market value of a property for sale, for corporate acquisitions, to settle estates, for condemnation proceedings, and a variety of other purposes. Value may be defined as the present worth of future benefits of ownership. What is it worth to me today to own this property in the future? Four characteristics are necessary to create value: demand, utility, scarcity, and transferability. Take the first letter of each of these words, D-U-S-T, to form the memory word dust to help yourself remember them. Appraisers are usually asked to estimate the market value of a property. Market value can be defined as the most probable price a willing buyer and a willing seller would agree upon if the property were exposed on the open market for a reasonable period of time, with both parties acting knowledgeably and without undue pressure. Value, price, and cost have different meanings. Market value is an opinion based on an analysis of data. It's what the property should sell for. Market price is a fact, what someone actually paid for a piece of property. Market value and price can be the same or different. If a business needed to buy the property next door for a parking lot, the price paid might be higher than the market value. Cost and market value may not be the same. Value is what the property is worth to a typical buyer, not what it cost the present owner. So if a seller installs a basement sauna at a cost of, say, $3,000, it might not add that much to the value of the house.
There are some basic economic principles of value behind the appraisal process. Let's cover them quickly. The principle of anticipation states that value is either positively or negatively affected by the expectation of some future event. The principle of change states that properties are always subject to physical and economic changes that can have an impact on value. The principle of competition says that excess profits attract competition, which in turn decreases profits. The principle of conformity states that a reasonable degree of conformity tends to maximize value. The principle of contribution states that any component of a property is worth only what it adds to the value of the whole. The principle of increasing and diminishing returns states that additional improvements will increase a property's value up to a point. Additional improvements beyond that point will not produce a proportionate increase in value. The principle of plottage states that combining adjacent lots under single ownership often results in a higher value for the single larger lot than the sum of the values of the separate lots. The act of merging the lots is known as assemblage. The principles of progression and regression are sometimes called the twin principles. Regression states that the value of the better quality property is adversely affected by the lesser quality property. Progression states that the value of the lesser property is increased if it is surrounded by more expensive properties. The principle of supply and demand says that value is affected by the number of properties available and the number of purchasers willing and able to buy them. The highest and best use of a property is the most practical and legal use that will yield the greatest net return to the owner over a specified period of time. Highest and best use is noted in every appraisal. Finally, the principle of substitution holds that the value of an object tends to be set by the cost of acquiring an equally desirable substitute.
Note that this last principle is actually the foundation for the three approaches to appraisal. It's important to understand these three appraisal approaches and the types of properties for which each is most reliable. The sales comparison approach, sometimes called the market data approach, is most easily understood by both buyers and sellers because it answers the questions, what are buyers paying for similar properties? This approach is most valid for resale homes and vacant land. Here, the appraiser locates similar properties which have sold recently in the same or a similar market and adjusts the sales prices of those properties to compensate for differences between them and the subject property. The sales comparison approach is based on the principle of substitution. The first step in the cost approach is to estimate the value of the land as if it were vacant. This is most often done using the aforementioned sales comparison approach. The second step is to estimate the current cost of constructing the improvements on the property. The accrued depreciation resulting from physical deterioration, functional obsolescence, and/or external obsolescence of the improvements is estimated. It's then deducted from the estimated construction cost. Finally, the land value is added to the depreciated cost of the improvements to determine the value of the property. There are two ways of calculating the cost of the existing structures, replacement cost and reproduction cost. And there are four methods of calculating reproduction or replacement cost: the square foot or comparative unit method, the unit in place method, the quantity survey method, and the index method. Remember, we're still discussing the cost approach. Once the appraiser has calculated the reproduction or replacement cost of a building, it becomes necessary to subtract accrued depreciation. From the appraiser's point of view, depreciation is an actual loss in value due to any cause. So, the cost approach is most useful in appraising unique or special purpose properties such as churches and schools.
The last approach to appraisal is the income approach. This is based on the principle of anticipation. In this approach, the value of an income-producing property is determined by dividing the net operating income of the property by an appropriate capitalization rate. The first step in doing this, therefore, is to estimate the potential gross annual income. This is done by calculating all the income the subject property generates. Rental income is added to any additional income the property generates from concessions such as laundry machines, telephones, and parking garages. Next, an appropriate amount for vacancy and collection loss is subtracted. The result is called effective gross income. From this, the appraiser subtracts annual operating expenses to arrive at net operating income. Typical expenses are shown in Table 18.1 of your text. Remember that mortgage payments, principal and interest, are considered debt service and are not subtracted from the effective gross income. The next step in the income approach is to divide the net operating income by a capitalization rate. The cap rate is the yield or return that an investor in similar types of properties would require in order to invest in those properties. The formula for the income or capitalization approach is net income divided by cap rate equals value. The gross rent multiplier is a modified income appraisal technique that usually relates the value of a residential property to its monthly gross rent. The appraiser identifies comparable properties that have sold and were rented at the time of sale. Dividing the sale price by the gross rent gives the gross rent multiplier. Then, after developing this number, the appraiser multiplies the gross rent of the subject by that figure to determine an indication of value. While very similar, the gross income multiplier is usually applied to commercial or industrial properties where income may come from annual rents as well as other sources. It's good for you to know that both multipliers only provide a rough estimate and that their use has been slowly declining in the industry. When an appraiser uses all three approaches, he or she will normally get three different values. These are not simply averaged to determine the value of the subject, however. The process of giving the greatest weight to the approach that makes the most sense for the specific kind of property is called reconciliation. So again, real estate licensees must be familiar with the fundamentals of valuation in order to assist buyers and sellers in determining listing and offering prices.